The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
It's the show that answers the questions, could you milk a cockroach?
By the way, cockroach milk is really yummy. Some would even say nummy.
This announcement has been brought to you by the Cockroach Dairy Council.
And now the man who once wrangled cockroaches for a living in Kansas City, Eric Metaxas.
Hey, I don't know what's happening, but I am Eric Metaxas,
you
so
are.
I'm going to leap in here.
Great.
Albin, it's Tuesday again.
It is
Tuesday. It seems to me that almost every week now, it's Tuesday at some point. And I marvel at that.
You are a marvelous guy.
I was just trying to throw you there.
You did, and I thank you.
We don't have time to talk about the idea of the week. But
we
do you realize, I want to just say this, because I know people have thought about this, and I'm here to speak their thoughts. A month is, that's one moon. What's the word?
Lunar cycle.
Lunar cycle. Okay. Yeah. A year, yeah. Solar cycle. What's a week?
A weekly cycle?
A day is obviously the rotation of the Earth. A week, I think, is something that we made up. It comes from the Bible. There is no natural correlation. There's nothing that happens each week.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah, I never thought of that.
And so anytime anybody is dealing with the 7 days of the week, that comes from the scripture. But people act like, imagine there's never been a time where we've missed a week. Like, it's not like something that we mess around with.
Right.
And I always marvel at that. In the future programs, we're going to get deep into that concept. We're going to do our research and we're going to come back to you. But right now, I've got to talk about so many things. Number one, in a couple of minutes, we have Johnny Russo Part 3. Now, honestly, to me, Part 3, I wish we could have played it right after Part 2, because there's some stuff that happens in Part 3. You'll see. I'm not going to want to surprise. I mean, I don't want to blow the surprise.
Right.
But no kidding. You'll see. And you're going to if you're a praying person, you're going to understand you have a prayer assignment after you listen to Part 3. And I'm serious about that.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Johnny Russo, for those who haven't tuned into the program before, he played Carlo Rizzi in The Godfather.
Mm-hmm.
So he is he's a big deal. He just has a book out. But he's a character beyond the character that he plays in The Godfather. His life is something you genuinely feel it can't be possible that somebody has lived this life.
Yeah.
It's a little frightening to me. But you'll see. He's lived an amazing life,
yeah,
and I just won't blow it. But if you haven't listened to Parts 1 and 2, you're crazy not to. You're never going to hear this. There's no other interview that he's going to do where he's going to go into the depth that he went into in Parts 1 and 2. So you can get it on YouTube. We put it on the Eric Metaxas Show YouTube channel, because it's just one of these it's just a crazy thing. It's about a life in the mafia. And
in show business.
And in show business, which unfortunately turns out to be the same thing in many ways. So That's number one. In hour two today, we're talking about comedy.
Comedy.
Our friends Carl Tiedemann and Andrew Hunt have created a spectacular documentary. I have seen it. It's going to win awards. It's at all these different awards festivals. They just got a new one. And we're going to talk to them about comedy, the comedy greats, classic comedy.
Yeah, Funny You Never Knew is the name
Funny
of their—
Funny You Never Knew.
Their documentary.
So we'll talk to them in hour two. We got more on that. But we need to give folks an update. There's several updates. I want to tell you about the snow in Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Okay.
And it's I'll tell you that in a minute. It's insane. But before that, we need to give folks an update on our Haiti initiative with Food for the Poor.
Yes.
We have raised, timpani roll please, $25,221. So we're still considerably short of our goal. But to those of you who have given, let me say, folks, seriously, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. I have to marvel at the generosity of people for no compelling reason other than their own. They're moved that they want to do something for total strangers. In case you don't know what we're talking about, Food for the Poor is an organization that we have partnered with. There are a number of organizations over the years that we partner with. They're always heavily vetted. We don't just, you know, want you to give money and not wonder if it's being used particularly well. So Food for the Poor, they are just a spectacular organization. And if it weren't for them in Haiti, people would starve, literally. That's the government, right. Everything is total chaos. They kind of come in and they've established relationships. They know how to do this. And basically, a family of four, and this is a lot of people have given the number $320, because a family of four, which is $27 a month, can be fed for an entire year for $320. That's hard to believe. And then you start thinking about the economy of a place like Haiti. If you know how to work it, you can take $320 American and literally feed a family for 1 year. Plus, you can drill a well so that they can have clean drinking water for life. These things are huge in places like Haiti, where they, you know, like it's like Africa. I mean, you have to walk miles sometimes just to get drinking water that's not, you know, horribly
polluted.
Yeah. Or I was going to say sometimes there's all kinds of issues. And so if you've been able to give, again, I want to say thank you. If you haven't yet given, we want to entice you, first of all, by guilt tripping you. That's always number one. That's right out of scripture. Guilt trip the person.
That's right.
No, seriously, it's a privilege to give. And when you think how far Western dollars go in a place like Haiti, it's an incentive. I mean, you know, you'd think like, what would it cost to feed a family of four? And then you think, okay, so how many thousands of dollars? It's like, no, $320 can feed an entire family. So you can partner with your kids and everybody pitch in a little bit, and then you'll know that you're doing this. It's just a special thing. But you have to go to MetaxasTalk.com, which is our website, MetaxasTalk.com. You see the banner, you can click on it. Also, if you'd prefer to call, a lot of people have phones now, Albin. Did you know that?
I heard about that.
Some people are even listening to this program on their phones. Mm-hmm. It's extraordinary. The phones can do everything. They can take photos.
Yep.
They can. Some of them can give you a little sitz bath. They don't have phones where they can get a full immersion bath, but a little sitz bath. Really wonderful technology.
Some will rub your feet, too.
Yeah, that's exactly
beautiful.
Right. And honestly, if you want to use your phone and call, I'm going to give you a phone number now. This is going to be in base 10. The number is 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. There are people out there I know listening now who really believe in giving back, that they know that if somebody's suffering in a place like Haiti, there's nothing to be done except for folks like us to find an organization that's helping them and give money to it. I mean, it's just, you know, you're not going to go down there and know who these people are and how to, you know, this is what Food for the Poor does. So this is a real humanitarian crisis. When kids are starving, that's a crisis, folks. So please step up. Again, you can either go to the website, MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner and all the details. Or you can call 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. We're going to be right back, as I said, with Johnny Russo. This is part three. We did three interviews with him, 30 minutes a pop. And this one in my mind, is in some ways the most interesting, because I don't want to blow the surprise, but you'll see when you listen.
Now, you wanted to talk about snow in Wyoming.
Well, I do want to talk about snow in Wyoming. Suzanne and I try to go skiing once a year, mm-hmm. and with our schedules, it's very tough.
Right.
This year, it didn't look like we were going to make it. I've been working on my book, my spiritual memoir, Fish Out of Water. But we just came back from Jackson Hole, Wyoming. They've had more snow. Every year, they average like 450 inches average per year. This year, they have blown past it's going to be the record this year. And it is the most bizarre thing. Stop signs are half covered up.
Yeah.
Everywhere you look, there's so much snow, they can't get rid of it. They don't know what to do with it. So they've lost parking lots. They have no more. They pile it up and stuff. It's just unbelievable. I'll talk in hour two, because we're going to be out of time here, but I'll give you some details of our ski venture.
Okay.
And I met some people on a gondola. I was on a gondola. We were just like going up the mountain.
My goodness.
And somebody says, are you Eric Metaxas? I was like, what?
Wow.
And I said, no, but I am Alan Alda. And we had a wonderful conversation. They love me and MASH and a lot of stuff. We're going to be right back, folks, with Johnny Russo. Stick around.
Babies in the running around, hanging with the crowd, putting your business in the street, talking about.
I remember feeling so desperate and so trapped. I was surrounded by family and friends that loved me. Any one of them would have listened to me, but I was so afraid of opening up to them, too embarrassed to talk about what was causing me so much pain. It felt like torture to be so close to people that would have loved to help me and yet too embarrassed to ask for help. And then a few weeks ago, I heard about Faithful Counseling here on the radio. Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who not only share my faith, but could actually help me. They want to give you a free week so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation by text or phone, even video conferencing, in the privacy of your own home. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you won't pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list. Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Now that the annual maintenance fees are coming due, you probably wish you had a way to get out of that burdensome and expensive timeshare. Thankfully, we can help. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Call today for a no-obligation consultation at 833-594-0077 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
I remember feeling so desperate and so trapped. I was surrounded by family and friends that loved me. Any one of them would have listened to me, but I was so afraid of opening up to them, too embarrassed to talk about what was causing me so much pain. It felt like torture to be so close to people that would have loved to help me and yet too embarrassed to ask for help.
And then a few weeks ago, I heard about Faithful Counseling here on the radio. Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who not only share my faith, but could actually help me. They want to give you a free week so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation by text or phone, even video conferencing, in the privacy of your own home. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you won't pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
Some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Hey, hey, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. Who is that, Polanka?
Come fly.
I'm sitting here with Johnny Russo. Johnny, welcome back. We're going to start another hour. It's so fun to talk to you. This is, I'm glad they're not paying me a lot of money because it's just, they shouldn't pay me to do this. But they're almost not paying me. So let me, in the previous shows, you've talked about, you know, a little bit about your background, a little bit about filming The Godfather. Unbelievable stories. But you have had such a crazy life that you know half the people that I, you know, revere, Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra.
It's funny you just mentioned Polanka. He called me from Mohegan Sun last night and asked me if I was coming up there.
last night?
He's there this weekend at the Mohegan.
That is funny that I just mentioned Polanka.
I know, it's so funny you said that. Because I was saying, should I say that to him? Because you already think I'm nuts.
Well, yeah, but you're the good kind of nuts. I aspire to be the good kind of nuts. But you've had such a life. You knew so many people. And when we bring up names like Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin, I mean, these were actual friends of yours.
Well, how they became friends, I mean, understand the man who took care of me and raised me and became my mentor until he died in 73 was Frank Costello.
Yeah.
So he owned the Copa. So it was meant nothing for me to be in the Copa during the day while they're rehearsing and doing things. So I caught them while they're doing what they were doing. And they'd always look at me and then, you know, somebody say, oh, no, he's all right. He's the kid. He's with us. And I had the opportunity.
Did you just do this on purpose?
No.
That was like the actors, like the mob. They go like this. No, you really were Frank Costello's guy. So they knew you're good. It's okay.
Anywhere. At the Sands Hotel, when they opened Caesar's Palace, I had my table at ringside, 10 seats every night. So I saw everybody backstage. I go anywhere I wanted. Because they knew I was with this guy, and the most interesting time I had with Frank Sinatra, because we mentioned earlier in a prior show that when I had polio, I was there almost 5 years, and I had a little window in a 20-bed ward, and one nurse, a candy striper, gave me a transistor radio. It was my first time I was there as a kid, no parents, quarantined. And on WNEW, they made a whole announcement about today is Sinatra's birthday, December 12th. And that's my birthday. So they started telling me, you know, Italian-American from Hoboken, and his father was a fireman and all this. And I related to Sinatra. Spin forward. Here I am 4 years later at the Copa, and I'm talking to Sinatra. And I said, you don't know what you mean to me. He's, well, what do I mean? Obviously, he's going to pay attention because he sees me doing anything I want in there. I said, when I was in the hospital for a long time, I don't want to get into that. I said, but when they told me you and I share the same birthday, you became my mentor. And he said, well, what were you in the hospital? I said, I had polio. I was quarantined for a while. I said, but ever since then, you're the guy. And he said to me, how come you were alone for your birthday? I said, well, I was quarantined. My mother and father, nobody was there. The guy cheered up. He got really concerned that, you know, you were 12 years old and you by yourself, you know, because his mother, and I knew his mother, Dolly, well, and, you know, he was an only son. They used to carry him around like, you know, he was a trophy for them. And then we stayed friends, and he became my son Luciano's godfather in real life.
Yeah, I read that, and I thought that's really amazing to have Frank Sinatra as your son's actual godfather.
Yeah.
Now, you have a lot of kids.
Yeah, I have,
they're scattered around the country. Where are they?
All over the world. I have 9 boys, 2 girls, fortunately and unfortunately, 10 mothers. So I have a variety of children.
Okay.
Of all kinds.
Okay.
I have two sons I'm raising Jewish, actually.
You're raising them Jewish?
Yeah.
How can you do that? Because you're not Jewish.
Well, you can raise, that's a faith. The mother is Jewish.
Yeah.
And her grandfather, I was very close to, I can't mention his name, he's a major guy. And he said, just do me a favor. If it's a boy, you got to raise him Jewish. I said, no problem, Mickey. Whatever you want to do it. And
no problem, Mickey.
Yeah.
All right. I think, Albin, make that note. I'm going to follow up on that rabbit trail there. You're sharing about having polio. That's like a devastating thing. And so as a little kid, you were hit with this thing. We forget, right, what a big thing this was in America.
1949.
Okay, so you're hit with this 1949. So what happened? First of all, where was your family?
My family was here, but they couldn't come and see me because the disease was so contagious at the time. They still didn't know how it was happening. All the public pools were closed.
Yeah.
All the drinking fountains.
Right.
They didn't know how it was being transmitted to other people.
So you're in Bellevue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They put me in a state hospital.
Yeah.
And I was a ward of the state, and that was it. And I, as a kid, imagine I was an altar boy. I'm going to church every day with my grandmother. And like we were talking earlier, I'm laying in bed. I'm saying, why are you doing this to me, God? And, you know, it's devastating. I was 7. I got out when I was 12.
That is unbelievable.
That I got out. I mean, that's why I have the attitude I have. I mean, to me, it's like I went through that. I can go through anything. And I've gone through some things after that.
Yeah.
But I believe in God. And like we were talking that off camera also.
Yeah.
I have never missed Mass. Never. Ever. Is that weird?
Now, Mass, the center of Mass, obviously, is the communion, right?
I do all that, yeah.
And it's Jesus and the whole thing. But the problem is, see, you and I get in trouble now because we believe in this, but now we're commanded to forgive. What do you do with that?
Well, I believe in the all the commandments, though, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
That's not a commandment. You can't fool me. He thinks I'm stupid. I read the book, pal. That's not a commandment. That's the law. That's the Old Testament.
I know.
Law. Jesus came.
Well, I'm old.
Jesus, you're not that old, pal.
I live by the Old Testament.
We're going to get into it. Well, you can't do that. No. Johnny, we're going to have a talk. You can't do that. You don't want to do that. Here's the issue. You don't want to do that. But you grew up like this, right? And then you said that you were like, you're on the streets. At age 12, you get out of the hospital and you don't go back.
Well, I was so bitter. I mean, I stopped by and all that, but I never really connected again with my family. But it's interesting. I always took care of them, my mother, my father, until they died. I was there for them on long distance. And my mother used to call me every Mother's Day for years. And when I'd send her a gift through my sisters or whatever, she'd say, oh, this amazing gift. And I never let her forget. I said, imagine if I liked you, what I'd do for you. I never forgave them. If somebody tried to you have children? If somebody tried to take your kid, I don't care what, I would move to Canada. I am not giving up my kid.
No, I'd kill the people first,
well,
and then
see
I would
what
move to Canada.
So that's
just so I follow. So when you were 7, you're put in the hospital, and you mean the state forcibly took you from your parents,
yes.
Or they would not allow you?
They had to. Oh, no, they had the right to. No, if you're diseased.
Well, sure, but I'm saying that doesn't mean that your parents are going to be out of your life. They can still talk to you on the phone. They can still.
What phone? 1949, they had phones?
Yeah, I don't know.
They had party lines.
Not at Bellevue.
No. Hello.
So you don't think that they had to do that to protect your life and their lives?
Oh, I'm sure they did, but how. I was so bitter.
Yeah.
You know, I'm telling you, I really, when I came out, I was so angered. And we won't even get into how I got out, you know, because of the book. So you have to buy the book to find that out. But I really was thinking of becoming an assassin. I wanted to just, I was angry.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. It's like these emotions, you got something has to happen with these emotions. Because what happened when you're a little kid like that, the level of sensitivity, whatever, is it's unbelievable. And so did you have brothers and sisters?
I had two sisters at the time. And then I had a third sister while I wasn't at home. And we were all scattered because my father was a maniac. And then my older sister went to live with my grandmother. My younger sister went to live with her grandparents. And my mother and father broke up for a while. I mean, it was crazy.
Your father was a maniac. That's a piece of this, right? Obviously.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, no. Mm. Oh, yeah.
So where did you go at age 12? If you don't go home, where do you go?
I went back to the neighborhood, and I knew everybody.
What does that mean? Where do you sleep?
Well, I was sleeping at Magnotti's Bakery, and it was great for me because, again, unbeknownst to me, why did I go there? So now I'm mixing 50-pound bags of Abast, the flour.
Okay, hold on. This is another cliffhanger. We're going to find out more about the life of Johnny Russo. The book is Hollywood Godfather. Don't go away.
Show me that you love me too. Put your lips next to mine, dear.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Consumer Reports is calling on airlines and the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration to ground the Boeing 737 MAX 8 jets until they finish a thorough safety investigation. Britain, Germany, France, China, and other countries have stopped the planes from flying or barred them from their airspace after Sunday's deadly crash in Ethiopia. Northern Ireland's Democratic Unionist Party says it will not back Prime Minister Theresa May's revamped divorce deal from the European Union. The British Prime Minister had long courted the party's support because she needs 10 votes to win a majority in Parliament. That vote is expected soon. Senate also set to vote shortly on another Trump judicial nominee. Paul Mady is expected to be approved to serve on the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. This is SRN News.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
Studies show Americans are getting less sleep than ever. Think about it. How did you sleep last night? At Boll & Branch, your sleep is all we think about. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. 5 years ago, my wife Missy and I set out to give you the best sleep of your life by creating the softest, most comfortable sheets in the world. But don't take my word for it. Our products have thousands of five-star reviews and are loved by 3 U.S. presidents. Every Boll & Branch product is designed with you in mind. From our signature soft sheets to our cozy throws, to our plush towels. We even label the long and short sides of our fitted sheets so it's that much easier to make your bed. We want you to love your Boll & Branch purchase, so we give you a 30-day risk-free trial. And right now, you'll get $50 off your first set of sheets plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com with promo code CALM. That's B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code CALM to get $50 off. Bollandbranch.com, promo code CALM.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain.
Hey there, folks. That's the chairman of the board. American Taxes is my show, and Johnny Russo is my guest. Johnny Russo, you're telling us about growing up, but as I hear Frank Sinatra sing, I'm thinking of, I was just watching the other day on YouTube, Johnny Carson had Frank on the program.
Oh, I know. It's insane.
And of course, Don Rickles, like, kind of made the introduction. And Don Rickles is, like, my favorite, you know. He doesn't get better than Don Rickles.
I'll tell you a great Don Rickles story.
Well, I mean, I was watching it, and Don Rickles is teasing Johnny because he knew that this is the only guest that could make Johnny Carson a little nervous.
Right.
It was hilarious. But so tell us, you knew Don Rickles.
I knew Don Rickles a while already from a guy called Joe Scandori, who was managing him. But he was around a lot of people, and they owned a club here in Brooklyn. And so now I have my club in Vegas. And my tables were always taken by major celebrities. So Don Rickles calls from the Riviera Hotel, and he has you know his guy call and said, Don wants to come in. He wants the table near the fireplace. I said, well, I can't. In fact, the guy we talked about earlier, I said, Paul's here. He said, Paul who? I said, Paul Anka. And then we went through the cast of characters, all had to be there, because that's when Vegas had a major star in every hotel.
Wait, and this is the 80s?
In the 80s.
Okay.
In the 80s, doing two shows a night. So now what happened, I got the idea to have a gourmet restaurant from 6 at night to 6 in the morning. At 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, it was the Ed Sullivan Show. Every major performer. So we went through about three different people. And at the time, the Grand Prix was in Vegas. And I said, I had to tell, because there was two Pauls. The other Paul was Paul Newman with his race car team in the back room. So then
they had the Grand Prix in Vegas? I'd never.
Oh, yeah, they had a Grand Prix. It was great. They should have kept it there.
Jeez.
It attracted everybody.
Did it go back to Monaco? Where is it now?
No, then they went to, I don't know where they put it, in some streets. But then they stopped in America.
I need to keep track of these Grand Prix. All right, so you got Paul Anka. You got Paul Newman.
Paul Newman. So now he says, I'll take the round table near the piano bar. I said, Frank is there. So now he has the phone by now.
Yeah.
He's been Frank Sinatra. I said, yeah. He said, I'm coming right over. So he comes over. And I used to sing in my club, because my club, I can do what I want. So I get up there, a little trio, and he comes in. He sits down with Frank. And I get off stage, and Frank, I don't know if you know him, he's a practical joker.
I didn't know that.
Okay, so anyway, he says to Don, he says to me, Don loves your work. He loves your singing. I said, yeah. He's getting me a phone. And I had phone jacks all over the place. So I get a phone jack, and he dials the number. We don't know who he's calling. He says, I'm sitting here at State Street, was the name of my club, with Don Rickles and Johnny Russo. Don loves his singing. He says, in fact, you got to do me a favor. I don't know who he's talking to. You got to do me a favor. Make him his opening act for the next year. So the guy
Make Don Rickles' opening act.
As a singer. This is crazy. And then he says to him, give him $2,500. He must ask how much he was. He was talking to Steve Wynn. So then I went on the road with Don Rickles. I came to Resorts International.
Wait a minute. So this is not a joke?
No.
So why do you say he's a practical joker?
Because he did the joke on Don Rickles.
Oh, my God.
Don Rickles never paid anybody $2,500 in his life. He almost fell off the chair.
Are you kidding me?
But because of Sinatra, he gave me the money. No, it's funny, man.
No, oh, my God.
It's crazy.
I don't know where to turn with these things. I mean, to me, Rickles is
the best. I love this guy.
Off the charts. Off the charts. But so you were there. So what years were you in Vegas?
1959 to 1989, 30 years.
Oh, I didn't realize.
No, I was in and out. I used to go and pick up the skim. I used to come in on a Saturday night and leave on Monday morning.
Pick up the skim. Speaking as a Greek American, I'm unfamiliar with that terminology. Maybe you could help me out.
Skim from the casinos?
Aha. Uh-huh. I was guessing. It's like skim milk. You skim it off the top. You would pick up the skim from the casinos.
So, all right.
And I make stops from Chicago sometimes. Always New York is my last stop. New Orleans. And I didn't know what I knew. I knew it was money. But they had them marked. People don't realize when they chopped up after Bugsy Siegel, when they chopped up Vegas, anything south of Sahara is really not Vegas. It's Paradise Valley. And when the Binions and all those guys downtown, they didn't want Italians in their neighborhood. So they put us in the desert. They created everything from the Sahara Hotel, Caesars, all that. That's not in Las Vegas proper. It's in Paradise Valley. But then what they did, they cut it up. Where, let's say, the Stardust Hotel was Chicago. The Riviera was Detroit. And every major city, major family,
yeah,
like New England, Raymond Petriaca had the Dunes. That's how they did it. So everybody had skim. And I would be
delivering. You would pick up the skim.
Because I've been doing it for 3 or 4 years in New York in the numbers rooms and all. That's what I did as a kid. And nobody can understand how I'm living like I'm living.
So then there is a Cosa Nostra. We broke that story on this show, folks. It's real. It's real. We'll be right back with Johnny Russo. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Stick around.
Your kiss just told me my sometime is now. Everybody find somebody someplace.
Albin, I want to tell you about Relief Factor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I take it all the time.
I know you do.
A lot of people take it. Half the media are talking about it. But on this program, instead of me talking about it, how about if we could get somebody else to talk about it? Somebody, for example, named Finetta.
Oh.
Over the years, as I got older, I noticed pain in my hips. And it got worse and worse. Trying to walk upstairs, it was so miserable. That morning I heard about Relief Factor. I ordered it right then. Within 3 weeks, I was free of pain.
That's what everybody says. You try it within three. If it's not helped you within 3 weeks, I wouldn't use it. But most people are helped by it. It's all natural botanicals. You could take it all day long. It's just not the kind of thing you have to worry about, like Advil or something. Well, you know, you don't want to take that stuff regularly. So go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. It has helped me. It has helped a ton of people. I highly recommend it. I beg my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
What if every Christian discovered that their favorite hero of the faith held to some false and even shocking views? In his new book, Regrace, best-selling author Frank Viola uncovers some of the shocking beliefs held by faith giants like Luther, Augustine, and C.S. Lewis. He challenges us all to engage with fellow believers more graciously, even when we disagree. Regrace is available now, wherever books are sold.
Coming to theaters for 3 days only. Patterns of Evidence, The Moses Controversy.
The Lord said to Moses, write this in a book.
A new documentary follows investigative filmmaker Timothy Mahoney's faith-affirming journey throughout the Middle East in search of scientific evidence that Moses wrote the first books of the Bible.
So the question is the Bible a literal story of God acting in history?
Patterns of Evidence, The Moses Controversy. Be in theaters March 14th, 16th, and 19th only. For tickets, go to patternsofevidence.com/Moses.
I remember feeling so desperate and so trapped. I was surrounded by family and friends that loved me. Any one of them would have listened to me, but I was so afraid of opening up to them, too embarrassed to talk about what was causing me so much pain. It felt like torture to be so close to people that would have loved to help me and yet too embarrassed to ask for help. And then a few weeks ago, I heard about Faithful Counseling here on the radio. Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who not only share my faith, but could actually help me. They want to give you a free week so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation by text or phone, even video conferencing, in the privacy of your own home. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you won't pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
Hey there, folks. It's Eric Metaxas. If you know MyPillow, you already know how effective it is. On this program, we joke half seriously that it is the official pillow of Rip Van Winkle. Mike Lindell dedicated himself to inventing a pillow that works, that's effective. It's not a joke. I mean, if you know his story, we've interviewed him on the program. It's an amazing story, right? Okay, well, if you're looking for a great night's sleep, right now is the perfect time to get your first MyPillow. By the way, if you already know how great it is, you can get them for everybody you know. But I say that because right now on this program, to my listeners, there is a special offer, a four-pack offer that includes two premium MyPillows with two go-anywhere pillows plus free shipping. You have to call 800-978-3057 and use the promo code Eric or Metaxas, or go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Eric or Metaxas, or call 800-978-3057. Do it now.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words,
hey, my gosh, that is Frank Sinatra. I'm sitting with a friend of his, Johnny Russo. Johnny, it's just fun. It's so much fun to talk to you. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. I'm kidding.
And I'm already thinking we got to get you back ASAP because we haven't even scratched the surface in three shows. It's
well,
like there's,
I live right up the block.
So. Well, seriously, we'll do it because we'll just keep having fun. You were friends with these guys we're talking about. You knew them. You must have known. If you knew Dean Martin, you must have known Jerry Lewis at some point.
Never liked him.
You never liked him?
No.
Well, he's dead, so tell us why.
Well, I mean, I just, there was something about the guy, I didn't like him. And so arrogant, too, I mean.
Well, look, I remember when I was a kid watching the Jerry Lewis telethon.
Oh, my God.
Okay, right? And I'm watching this as a kid, and I see the scene where Dean Martin comes out.
Oh, they did the reunited.
And Frank
Sinatra did it.
Sinatra
at Caesar's Palace
brought about the reconciliation.
Right.
They'd been estranged. Of course, as a kid, I didn't know the story, but I thought that's really beautiful that Frank Sinatra did that.
Yeah, it was good. But the interesting thing is I know too much about that whole thing.
Yeah.
And they only did that because of the money it could raise. Dean did not want to do it.
Believe me. That right?
Dean didn't want to do it.
And why? In other words, they were angry at each other for years.
For years. I mean, and Jerry really tried to sabotage Dean's career after they broke up.
Why?
Jerry Lewis thought he was going to be the main star.
Yeah.
And treated Dean that way. And we all know Dean just left him in the dust. And, you know, Italians, we hold grudges. Like you said, I shouldn't, but we do. We do. And it's.
Yeah. Well, Greeks can hold grudges, too. We could do it. We can do it.
But you said you gave them up in 40 years. I never heard that before.
Well, I was a joke. I was being a joke. No, it's a scary thing because it feels so good to hold on to a grudge, right?
Well, if it's got true meaning and it affected you emotionally, why not?
Well, it's complicated. I think the problem with when people talk about forgiveness is that they think it means saying that what happened doesn't matter. It matters. Mm-hmm. But I believe and your church teaches that. I mean, let's say you put a money figure on how much it matters. Right. Let's say somebody says, listen, I'm so sorry. What can I do to make it up to you? And you say, pay me $5 billion. Right. I mean, you know, somebody says, what can I do to make it up? And you say, you can't make it up.
That's right.
Right? You can't make it up. Well, the whole point of our faith is that Jesus says, I will make it up. In other words, what he did to you, now he did it to me. Right? So I will take it on. In other words, well, all the pain that happened to you, that was done to you, bring it on. Give it to me. I'll go to hell in your place. I mean, that's basic Christian theology.
That's
and he
heavy.
Says, if you understand it, then you have the ability to obey him when he says to you, okay, now I did that for you. Now you forgive, right? Because I'll forgive you.
Well, the interesting thing is, I mean, you know, I've lived in kibbutzes. I've known three popes. I used to go to Vatican.
Three popes? I've only known two popes. Come on. You've known three popes? Seriously?
Yeah, of course, no.
Which
it's
popes?
In the book.
Which popes?
Well, first John Paul I, and then the other pope. After his funeral, I stayed by because they said, "Why don't you stay? Because we're going to elect another pope and go to an inaugural."
And if you stay another month, he'll be dead, and there's a third pope.
He did, exactly. That's exactly
Of course, I remember.
He wasn't going to go along with what was going on in the Vatican and Bishop Marcinkus.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that they whacked out the Pope?
I think they gave him a hot tea.
Are you serious? You're serious?
I'm dead serious. It's in the book.
Well, no, seriously, I've never heard that. I thought I would have heard something crazy like that.
Well, you know he was only there for how long?
30 days.
Hello.
But we've had presidents of the United States that have died in 30 days. They got a cold, you know. We have.
Who?
It was like James Polk or one of those guys that...
Harrison.
See, Albin knows. He's a presidential scholar. But I'm saying that, you know, you just assume it's kind of funny. It's the same thing with in the Kremlin, right? You have, you know, Brezhnev, Chernenkov, or whatever. But I'm saying, but, you know, sometimes...
No, Putin is like... I love Putin.
That's another story. All right.
Putin.
So if you love Putin, you must love Trump.
I love Trump. I love Trump for what he's doing. You know, the economy's great. I don't think, I mean, he's a rude guy.
Yeah.
And he's not going to, you know, say nice things about anybody. He's just a neighborhood guy who's got a lot of money. And he never thought he was going to be president. I know people close to him. When he won, he thought he'd never win.
Yeah.
And then one morning he wakes up, he's the president of the United States. That's like saying, what do you want for Christmas?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, we're gonna talk more about forgiveness and another show.
Please.
But right now, I know, it makes people uncomfortable. Tough stuff. This is tough stuff. I'm squirming over here. When you wrote this book, no joke, you have so many stories that this book, that they made you cut out like three-quarters of everything. Right? Seriously.
No, they made me edit so much. And when we wrote the book, me being in the film business, and Patrick Picciarelli, who we never mentioned, my co-writer, this guy's a genius, which is interesting because he was on the New York police force, and then he became one of the top detectives in organized crime. So he used to be chasing me or following me and keep hearing about me, but I was never convicted of any crimes and never arrested in my life.
Right.
And then when his name came up, because I talked to Dan Moldy, I talked to so many people, Nick Pileggi, Gay Talese, they all knew me. But I don't know if they could have wrote this book. You have to be a neighborhood guy. And this guy was born on Mott Street.
Aha.
His father owned the bar. He knew the language.
And he became a cop chasing the mob. That is very interesting.
So he knew the other side of it. And
so you could forgive him, though.
I never had nothing against the guy.
That he's chasing your tribe.
No, I don't care about that. Hey, no. Listen.
He's one Italian. Thing,
if you played a game, you could lose. Yeah. There's a lot of guys doing time.
Yeah.
I got a lot of friends still doing time.
Yeah. Unbelievable. We're basically out of time. Next time, you've got some products. The next time you come on, I want to see. You have wine. You have like...
Well, it's not even the wine. I'm the ambassador to MJ Licensing, who has the rights to Genco Olive Oil, Corleone Family Products.
We was just in the olive oil business. That's I don't know. Right. I don't know nothing about that.
Right.
I don't know. Johnny Russo, just a joy to have you. Thank you. God bless you. And we will get you back ASAP. He's just up the block. Albin, hook it up.
Please.
You're nobody till somebody cares.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Britain has joined a growing number of countries grounding a new Boeing plane involved in the Ethiopian Airlines disaster. Senator Richard Blumenthal says he's writing to Southwest and American Airlines demanding they ground their MAX 8 aircraft.
They have the bulk of the 737 MAX 8s to voluntarily do the right thing, protect their passengers, and ground these planes until the FAA has a chance to review their safety.
Germany and the Netherlands also closed their airspace to the aircraft today. Consumer Reports calling on airlines and the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration to ground the jets until they finish a thorough safety investigation. The Senate set to vote shortly on another Trump judicial nominee. Paul Mattey is expected to be approved to serve on the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Best I rise, then I fall. Seems like you don't want the love of this man at all. And it's sure been a love.
Hey, the Bee Gees.
You know, my wife will not let me sing like the Bee Gees.
She won't?
No, she says it ruins my voice.
Yeah, when you do that falsetto, you go up into the mask, as we singers say. It can be...
Okay.
All right, we're gonna move on here. If you just listened to my conversation with Johnny Russo, we're going to have more of Johnny Russo. We're going to get him back in the studio. But I have to say, it's if you missed parts one and two, if you only just listened to part three, don't miss it. Go back. And I say again to all my friends, you got to go. First of all, if you're not getting the weekly email from me, okay, if you have an email address and you're not getting the weekly email, you're missing all this stuff. It comes neatly packaged on mm-hmm. Friday. And you can see everybody we've had, and you can say, oh, I don't want to miss this one. Holy cow, I didn't know Eric had this one or this one. We had Walt Disney Sr. on the program last week. A lot of people know he was cryogenically preserved. What you don't know is that once every 6 or 8 years, they thaw him out. He does some media, and then they put him back in the thing.
He ruined his voice by doing Mickey Mouse's voice.
Hey, that, Mickey Mouse! That, you know, speaking of which, exactly. Yeah. So you're missing some crazy... You're missing some crazy stuff. we had Ted Williams, the greatest batter of all time. He was on here. They cryogenically froze his head. And again, that enables him to be, he can be thawed. They can check everything. And they put it back. And, I mean, it's unbelievable. You're crazy. Missing this. So the moral of the story is you got to go to ericmetaxas.com. That's my website. Okay. The radio website is metaxastalk.com. If you want to give to Food for the Poor, you go to metaxastalk.com. But if you want to get my weekly email that has everything I've done and photographs and all this different stuff and every single radio program, you just click on it and you can listen to Johnny Russo part one and two. Mm-hmm. And then when you get to part three, it's going to make sense.
And you can see those snow pictures from Wyoming.
Okay. And you're reminding me, Albin.
I am.
Snow.
Snow.
So Suzanne
snow,
and I went to Jackson Hole. And, you know, we were on the gondola, and this guy says, are you Eric Metaxas? And I said, who? Like, what? You know, I always, and I said, who is that? Like, I said, like, hostile. Like, who is that? And he goes, oh, he's an author. I said, what's he write? You know, like, I'm trying to be. Right. And, of course, Suzanne ruins the joke by giving me a big elbow. Like, come on. So I was like, Suzanne, I wanted to hear about Eric Metaxas. You know, like I'm a fly on the wall.
Yeah.
But the guy was so sweet. We ended up having dinner. Really a delightful couple.
Wow.
They run a ski and patio place near Lake Forest, near Chicago, and we just had a wonderful time. I was so blessed, and they didn't know I have a radio program, and so I punched them. And then later on, I was very apologetic.
You probably were,
the guy said he has read almost all of my books. He has watched Socrates in the City, but he didn't know I had a radio program. And so I, you know, told him about that. And then we ended up getting together for dinner. But the snow in Wyoming at this time, I've literally never seen anything like it. It was genuinely crazy. I took pictures. I posted them on Twitter. While you're skiing, there are houses to the left. Like, you know, people have these like gigantic houses right on the thing. There were three guys on the roof shoveling of one of these houses because I took pictures. It's like something out of the past. You can't believe that there's people shoveling on the roof. Just insane. Anyway, we're out of time. Okay, in hour two today, our buddies Carl Tiedemann. In fact, I think I know you through Carl. Carl Tiedemann and Andrew Hunt. They've got a spectacular comedy documentary. Stick around. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Thanks for listening.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.